Blog Talk Radio.
Mary Oliver, poet, said, "You must not ever, ever give anyone else the responsibility for your life." I'm quoting Mary Oliver, who is a poet. You must not ever give anyone else the responsibility for your life. You've heard me say this time and time again and over. We all have a space to fill in this life. If you woke up this morning, you're here on earth by the grace of God or your higher power. If you don't fill your space, who will? Who will? Are you living your life according to your gospel? Or have you given your life over to the gospel of others? Do you contact and interact with positive people? Mark Twain said, "Age is a matter of the mind, and if you don't mind, it doesn't matter." Why should it mind? Why should it mind? If you listen to yesterday's show, "My Land is Kenya" by Roger Whitaker, you only got one life to live. No matter who you are, you can go the whole world over. Every city has its dawn. But everybody liveth has one place where he was born. You've only got this life. One life. No matter who you are. And it should be lived like it's golden. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. No matter who you are, you've only got one life to live. How are you living your life? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally. In minutes, the show is archived. Log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on December 16th and log on Ways to a Sharper Mind, Part 4. Now, let me digress. I have two announcements. Next week, next Friday, is the Christmas show. So be sure and write that down. And the guest call-in number, do you want to weigh in on any of the topics? 347-637-3789. And I love to hear from all of my international listeners. 347-637-3789. And I must do my medical disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. I do not hold a PhD. Check with your doctor before making any changes in your diet or your lifestyle. Now, this whole week, we've had an incredible lineup of shows. Part one on Tuesday, "Tell Me What You Eat, and I'll Tell You Who You Are." On Wednesday, "Dawning of a New Mind, Set a New Era." Yesterday, "Dynamics of Managing Stress." And today, we're going to do your mental health checklist. Darlings, listen to me. You've only got this one life. That's all you have. Do you want to share? Do you want to share with the people around the world what is dancing in your heart? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. What dance tune do you dance to? You see, my rhythms change during the day. It could be the Posse Doble. It could be a waltz. It could be a jive. How is your day going? How is your life going? Do you want to share it with the world? I'm going to segue into the new genre of sharing your purpose, your mission, your product, your passion. You see, my passion and mission to change the face and perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. You see, at the age of 50, you're in God's waiting room. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, theorized, but never glamorized. Why should we take glamour and being handsome out of aging? We are shaping the world. Log on to simplyageless.net and click on all of the buttons. And be sure and click on the video. Roger Plummer and I, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. It's an original. We own the copyright. I'm not waiting. And you see, the world is waiting for you. Why are you waiting? Timing is everything, and the time is now. Now sit quietly, close your eyes, and yes, I'm going to get to the Sharper Mind Part 4. But I just want you to imagine, if you don't ask, if you don't investigate, if you don't research, it's an automatic no. I learned that from Noel Lane. Driving through the mountaintops in Colorado, he said, Kathy, don't qualify anyone. If you don't ask, it's an automatic no. So sit quietly. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Now imagine your very own live half-hour radio show where you are the star. You are promoting you, sharing your story with the world. It's your way. You own it. I host the show, co-host. But it's on internet radio. It's a powerful marketing and PR tool and a learning curve under my supervision. It's exploding. And the beauty is that you broadcast from the comfort of your home and office, preferably on a landline, but a good quality cell phone will do too. The show is archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally. And imagine, in minutes, your show will circle the world. You choose your day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Time is flexible. Now, once you become part of the Live with Kathy Internet Radio Consortium, I become your outside advocate. I look forward to working with you. There is a one-time modest fee. You could have one show or you could have 10. One show, two shows. If you're going to take as many as 5, you get a discount. You pay the original price on show 1, and then the other 4 shows are discounted. But I need to talk with you. I need to find out what is burning in your heart, in your fight, the fire in the belly, desire. Do you have an invention? Do you want to be an author or contributing author? Do you want to start your own home-based business? I've got the formula. I've got the business plan. Email kathystudio@bcglobal.net. And I look forward to working with you. Creatively yours, Kathy Watson. Now, my show is sponsor-driven, but I really think of them as partners. It's a learning curve. And you could become part of the consortium. You don't want to start out with your own half-hour show under my direction, you could take a 30-second or 60-second commercial. But you have to call me. I have to see if it resonates with my mission and your mission? And how am I going to help you, walking alongside of you, directing you, so that we could both feel the energy emanating from you and me, and the end result is that the world will hear about you. I want you to feel the energy of the brotherhood and sisterhood of ironworkers and impact. Titanics shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on impact-net.org. Manly men and women, feel the energy giant titans coming together to inform and create a better world. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the Trades, Ironworkers International. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org and find out what part of the trade really resonates with you, where you go, aha, this is what I'm looking for. Ironworkers.org. Imagine being apprenticed for anywhere from 3 to 4 years, and you're getting paid while you're learning. And they pick up your health care and your pension. How sweet is that? And did you know that we have a CD out? Ironworkers, know what a noble profession. And I open with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man, and then I segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of a male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. It's affordable, and it is available when you email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Do you have a little issue with finances? He shall be delighted to help you. You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. I have the book out. When you're on my website, simplyageless.net or kathywatsonspeaks.com, click on all of the buttons and be sure, after you've watched the video, listen, our bags are packed. We want to entertain you anywhere in the world. The rates are individually assessed. But now, scroll down to books. Nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's my book. I self-published. Research and development, decades, decades. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Once you've learned my secrets and my techniques, you take them everywhere and they're yours for life. And we're going to move the toxins out of your body. And if you're in the Lake Geneva area, you're going to call About Face in Reflexology. And you could email me and I will give you her direct number. And it's Noreen. She is a licensed esthetician and holistic practitioner. Manual lymphatic massage. I get mine once a month. She is apps, and that's what you need to do. is to get rid of the toxins in your body. Come on, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Yeah. And you'll find out all of my secrets in the elixir. I share with you my secret for de-stressing our face and our body. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body, all leading factors in premature aging and death. The book is available by emailing kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, ebook and soft copy. Scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. That's available at AuthorHouse and Amazon.com. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa, and I told you, Kenya, Nairobi, Samburu, Kilaguni, Amboseli. Oh, man, what memories. The Maasai Mara, the Serengeti, and William Holden Safari Club. Oh, what memories. I wrote a journal, then I met with Tom Puttrick, who has passed away, and together we wrote the book. It's available at Ex Libris and Amazon.com. And that's part fiction and nonfiction. You have to decide what is nonfiction. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, David Ricklin, I'm the Passionate Warrior. All of this could be yours. What do you have? What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? Edith Nam, another author extraordinaire, wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Her book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes and Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by a new genre and owning your own business. Home-based businesses are exploding. You don't need a college degree. You are smart enough. And more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. And darling, you don't have to invest huge capital. When you elect to start your own home-based business, you're the CEO. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And all of this offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in yourself. I don't think enough of you believe in yourself. You're listening to other talk, negative, toxic, negative thinking. And then, once you decide, you don't have to quit anything. I had my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. Can you imagine that? I went to bed one night, and I was 25. I woke up the next morning, and I'm on live talk radio worldwide and helping all of you live your life like it's golden. Yes, darlings, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life has eluded many, all because of your choices. Mary Oliver said, you must not ever give anyone else the responsibility for your life. You are the Michelangelo. You are the pilot of your ship. And how is your ship going? How's it doing? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, tell me, how's it going? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And this is part 4 of Ways to a Sharper Mind. I already did my medical disclaimer. You just got to move your body. If you want clarity in your brain, you've got to move the toxins. You've got to keep that blood circulating through your body. What you think is what you are. Write that down. What you think is what you are. There's no way around it. You are what you think. You are what you think. This is why Mary Oliver, when I'm quoting her, said, "You must never, ever give anyone else the responsibility for your life." Darlings, you created it. No one else. And I want to share with you my mission and passion again. To change the face and perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. But the world. There's an old archaic myth, the belief that getting older means slowing down both physically and mentally. Uh-uh. We live, unfortunately, in a culture in which older people are denigrated, devalued, and even ridiculed. Some even fall prey to the belief that we should slow down after retirement. Why? Haven't you heard of people who retire and the next year they're dead? What did you look forward to when you got up this morning? I have an incredible home-based exercise program called Body Fitnastics. It's mine. And I developed this years ago, and it's TheraBands, a long TheraBand and a smaller tied loop around my ankles. And in the morning, if I'm watching the news or if I'm watching anything on television for a little while, that's where I do my exercises. And I have a series of exercises that I do before I even get out of bed. Now, if you want to know more about Body Fitnastics, email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could do it everywhere. And I'm reading more and more and more about sitting too long at a desk. You could do this while you're doing your stuff at your desk. You could do it sitting or standing, and there are 12 exercises. I did mine this morning, and tomorrow I'll go back on my elliptical. The good news, I went to Dr. Lyon at Mercy Hospital here in Lake Geneva, and they x-rayed my knees. And yeah, there's a little bit arthritis. He said, "Kathy, as we get older, we're bound to have some challenges." So I got a couple of shots, and he said, "Just go and do whatever you want." And because there is no transportation in Lake Geneva, and to get to the Y, it's just too far. I can't even walk that far. I don't want to. I am devising my own program. I bought an elliptical. And now with the TheraBands and the elliptical, I've got it covered. And when I see a set of stairs, I'll climb them. So don't you see that being the captain of my ship, I'm the captain of my life, and I'm moving higher on the path of life. Where are you going? Where are you going? You've got to exercise the brain and the body. The body and the brain don't age. We do by our choices. Constant stress and emotional upheaval takes a toll on memory as well as physical health. Okay. Come on, get your pen and pencil out. Mental health checklist. Let's see where you're at. Now, occasional feelings of grief, sadness, or anger are part of normal life. Don't you think I'm going through grief and sadness? The silver fox passed away suddenly on June 2nd at 10:10. He had a heart attack, and he fell pushing the button of the elevator where I lived in Illinois. Where we lived, and he fell on my feet. And I heard him sigh, and I knew that he was gone. We've been together for 64 years. And the past 3 years, I spent my entire life devoted to the silver fox. So don't you think that I have moments of sadness, grief? But I have to learn moderation. Because, you see, the doctor said that had he lived, he would have been a vegetable. And, oh, he was so handsome. Excellent dancer and a piano player. And we exercised. We're both exercise evangelists. I would never want him to be in a nursing home. So, you see, occasional feelings of grief and sadness. Was I angry? I was just so sad, but after it was done and over with, I thought, I didn't realize what a toll it took on my emotional, mental, and physical health. 3 years. And yeah, today, I had this conversation with one of my dear friends, I said, and my sister. I said, the hardest time is between 5 and 6 in the evening, because that's when Bill and I had, he had his Adonis drink and I had my goddess, and we would just talk about the day and then have a casual dinner. But I don't need to have people coming in and out of my life all day long. I couldn't. So constant stress or emotional upheaval takes a toll on memory, as well as your physical health. So I'm going to ask you the following questions adapted from the St. Louis Substance Abuse and Mental Health Information Center. Let's see about your mental health now. In the past year, have you had 2 weeks or more during which you felt sad, blue, or depressed? Or when you lost all interest or pleasure in things that you usually cared? I'm going through that now. Have you had 2 years or more in your life where you felt depressed or sad most days, even if you felt okay? Well, I told you what I'm going through. What are you going through? How much time during the past week did you feel depressed? During the past 4 weeks, have you experienced a loss of appetite or overeating caused by stress, anxiety, or feelings of depression? No, I didn't. During the past 4 weeks, you didn't do work or other activities as carefully as usual as a result of any emotional problem? No, my work ethic is 10. How much time during the past 4 weeks have you felt anxious or depressed? How much time during the past 4 weeks was your sleep impacted by anxiety or stress? No, it did not affect my sleep, because I rationalized what it would be like had the silver fox lived. How much time during the past 4 weeks have you felt downhearted or blue? I told you, I'm a little sad between 5 and 6. A little sad that he isn't here in my life, but I have to let it go. How much time during the past 4 weeks has your physical health or emotional problems interfered with your social activities like visiting friends? It hasn't affected me at all. Techniques for stress release? Consult a physician. Look, our modern life is fraught with stressful situations, but you don't have to let stress take a toll on your memory and cognitive health. Take control of your stress level today with a few simple tips. Take yoga classes. Focus on the big picture, and you're less likely to obsess over every minor roadblock. Keep a gratitude journal. People who cultivate a grateful, positive attitude are less likely to feel anxiety. Totally agree with this. And final thoughts? Perhaps you haven't lived a stellar lifestyle in the perhaps. And you've had all kinds of challenges and wonder if making changes is worth the effort. Don't allow feelings, are you hearing me, of discouragement to halt your progress. Today, I want you to live in the now. It's a new day. And the changes suggested and everything that I said all week can benefit anyone, regardless of your current cognitive function and overall general health. But be sure and talk to your health counselor or your doctor and what it is that you're planning to improve your health and your mind. Even small efforts can yield big results, but you have to start. Live in the now. Please motivate you. You have to motivate you to make even bigger changes. Oh, darlings, you're worth it. Your family's worth it, too. Do it today. And please, will you take tiny steps? You know, January 1st is coming around. Take tiny steps and remember to surround yourself with positive people. Until Tuesday, remember to always be in your best elements. Kathy Watson, au revoir.